In a time of any time, on a rhyme of any rhyme, in this village of any village, there was a small house. In this small house lived three brothers. All three brothers loved their village dearly. They loved it, but the village was a very poor one. It had neither endless valleys nor fertile farmlands. There was nothing there but a few small houses and a dried-up fountain. The three brothers decided they would leave their village and seek their fortune. They knew why they were leaving, but where they were going was less clear. The youngest asked the others, "But what if something happens and we get separated?" The question was a fair one. The road was long, and they knew not how long it would take. How would they find one another? The middle brother had an idea. He pointed at the fountain at the entrance of the village. "If we get separated, we'll meet back up right here," he said. The other two brothers accepted this idea, so they made a promise and set out. They kept on going until they were a fair way away from their village. It was as if the more they walked, the bigger the houses, the trees, and even the fruits on the branches grew. Suddenly, something fell right at their feet. The three brothers huddled up, scared. Then they saw that what had fallen was a giant leaf, as big as all three of them put together. It turns out, they were in the land of giants. The trees, the houses, even the grass was giant-sized. It was not easy to get to the land of giants. They had walked far to get here. They were so tired, they decided to ask to stay at one of the houses. But how were they going to reach the knocker to knock on the door? All three called out, "Is there anybody there? We are guests of God." Nobody answered. The oldest had an idea.
"Let's just go in through the crack under the door," he said.
They went in and there was no one home. But upon the table was a delicious spread. Cakes, pastries, fruits, and giant grapes. The brothers were very hungry, so they started eating a grape. It may have only been a single grape, but even that was huge in the land of the giants. The three brothers could barely finish one. Just then, they heard the sound of the door opening. The middle brother said, "Let's run." The youngest protested, "We can't do that. We ate their food. The least we can do is say thank you." The oldest brother got very angry.
"We only had one single grape. Giants are big, but their minds are not. They won't even notice," he said.
Seeing that they could not convince the youngest brother, the other two quickly hid under the table. It was actually quite easy for such small people to hide in such a big house. But there was one thing these brothers didn't know. These giants were big, so were their minds. More than that, they had keen eyes and ears, making it so they saw and heard everything. The three giant brothers had heard everything their uninvited guests had said, but they still asked the youngest,
"Who are you, and what are you doing in our house?"
The youngest brother told them his story, and when it came to the grape, he said, "I got hungry and ate one of your grapes. Please, Mr. Giant, can you forgive me?" The oldest of the giant brothers spoke,
"Seeing as you ate a grape, you must work in our field. Then I will forgive you."
"Work I will," said the youngest brother. So the oldest giant took him to the oat field. The two giant brothers and the two human brothers were still in the same room. The giant brothers spoke to each other, pretending they didn't know the other two were there. One said to the other,
"We should dig under that windmill. They say there's a bunch of gold there."
When the brothers under the table heard this, they went straight to the windmill. Their minds were on their younger brother, but they thought they would just meet up at the fountain. While the youngest brother worked in the oat field, the two brothers dug under the windmill. They dug and dug to find gold, and when they were tired, they dug some more. But alas, there was nothing but dirt. Now let's see what the youngest brother was up to. The youngest brother finished all the work in the field. He asked the giant if they were all even for the grape.
"We were fine with you eating the grape,"
said the oldest giant, and gave him a gold coin as big as the grape they had eaten. "But what of my brothers? Have you seen them?" asked the youngest boy.
"They are doing our work for the day. We were going to dig at the windmill all day. Now they've gone to dig for us," said the middle giant.
The little brother said goodbye to the giants. He made his way to the fountain in his village, in hopes of finding his brothers. The other two brothers had already made it back to the fountain, and were waiting for their brother with sad looks on their faces. They were sad to have fallen for the giant's trick, and dug all day, and for having left their youngest brother behind. Soon, they saw their brother coming from afar, a heavy load on his back. They hugged him and rejoiced.
"What's that?
they asked, looking at the huge piece of gold on his back. The youngest brother laughed and said, "It's nothing but a small single grape," he said. Then he told them about what had happened. The three brothers made it back to their village happily. With that piece of gold, they rebuilt their village and planted grapevines all over. Everyone started calling the village Grape Village. If one day you happen upon Grape Village, sit under the vines and close your eyes. Who knows? Perhaps a grape will tell you this story, just like it told me.